One study found that female professors believed that male PhD students were more committed to their careers than female PhD students, even though a survey of the students found no gender difference in their reported levels of commitment. Other research suggests that once a woman achieves success, particularly in a gender-biased context, her capacity to see gender discrimination is reduced. It's heartbreaking to think about one woman holding another back. As former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright once said, "There's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women." And the consequences extend beyond individual pain. Women's negative views of female co-workers are often seen as an objective assessment, more credible than the views of men. When women voice gender bias, they legitimize it. Obviously, a negative attitude cannot be gender-based if it comes from another woman, right? Wrong. Often without realizing it, women internalize disparaging cultural attitudes and then echo them back. As a result, women are not just victims of sexism, they can also be perpetrators. There is hope that this attitude is changing. A recent survey found that high-potential women working in business want to pay it forward, and 73% have reached out to other women to help them develop their talents.